Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is August 8th, 2023, and this is our special practice session for hollow read and custom invocations. Every month we have an event where we get to practice invocations so we get better at them. And this is the final of those trainings. We alternate them. I don't mean final as in last time ever. Every month we're going to alternate between practicing the thing we're doing now, custom and hollow read, and then the other month we do the healing invocation variations. We do the embodied awakening all the time, so we don't need a special practice session for that one. I realize this is an off night. What's going on actually is that tomorrow night, Wednesday night, I have a colonoscopy on Thursday, and at 5 p.m. tomorrow night, I start drinking this thing, and I'm apparently running to the bathroom endlessly. So I can't really facilitate a call in that circumstance. So I figured, well, let's just bump it to Tuesday. And that way I can do it and hopefully stay in my seat the whole time. So just want to let you all know, why is that going on? All right. I want to thank everyone who's here live. I'm so grateful that you were able to make it on an unusual night. And as soon as I yawn, excuse me, I will acknowledge you. Angela, Britt, James, Jane, Jeannie, Jesse, Marilyn, Michelle, Marcy, Phyllis, Richard, Teresa, a phone caller, and Diana. So welcome one and all. And welcome, of course, to all of you folks who are on the recording afterward. A lot more people do the recordings than do the live calls. Jeannie typed, I love custom and hollow read. Well, you're in the right place then, Jeannie. So glad. All right. So tonight, our format is going to be the usual opening, call the directions of the Mesa, call the allies, set the sacred container, invite you into embodied awakening. And then we'll practice the custom and hollow read invocations after that. After we do little practices, there will be opportunity for feedback. So just know that you'll be invited to share your thoughts and questions several times throughout the event, since this is a training class, not so much just a experiential thing like most of our calls. It'll be experiential for sure, but much more interaction than usual. I'm going to yawn one more time. Yeah. I guess energy's moving. All right. So as always, I ask for your undivided attention so that we build a good field and you get the maximum benefit. So please close your eyes. Start by just feeling how your body feels and how your energy body feels. Just kind of tune into what you're feeling. All right. So now I invite you to remain passive while I do the usual directions and ally calling. If you feel energy moving in and around you, just let that be what you're paying attention to. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Passive either way. Here we go. And the yawns are not fatigue. I'm not tired. There's just a lot of energy moving as we begin our call.
Pachamama Mama Kiyam Wirakocham Inti Kriti.
Prepare myself. I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. They are coming. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's the membrane. Anyone who would now like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, whether you're live or on the recording, you are welcome to do that now if you wish. Thank you. Okay, let's do embodied awakening to get set up for our practice. This is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your physical body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I'll lead you in that now. You're going to say 8 words to your higher self to invite this. So please repeat after me now if you wish, out loud if possible, silently if not. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and become completely passive. Relax entirely. If you feel energy coming into your body, just let it come in. Your higher self comes in through the crown chakra and soaks in like water into a sponge. If you don't feel any energetic stuff, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Be completely passive, not doing anything to help or change or influence anything. Just let the energy move. If you get distracted, then just gently return your attention to feeling the energy moving in your body if you have that awareness. Otherwise, just feel breath come and go. And please use the least effort required to feel energy or breath. That might even be no effort at all. Worth a try. Go to 0 effort if you want. Spend a moment there and notice if you're still feeling the sensation without even trying. If that doesn't work, you can use the bare minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. But do use the very least amount that gives you that awareness. That leaves more space for your higher self to come on in. So, having requested the higher self to come, your ego stays passive, allowing the higher self to come on its own. Some of you are in embodied awakening already. Well done. Just relax and enjoy that. You being there live or on the recording, hold space for everyone else to do that more easily. Once you're in embodied awakening, all the following will be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. All that runs up fully, that's great. If not, even some movement in that direction is welcome. And just give it the best chance to come in as strongly as possible by staying completely passive, by using the least effort needed to feel energy or breath. And should you notice you're distracted, gently returning attention to feeling the energy or the breath. Keep it simple. Okay. So it feels like we're pretty solid. So now we'll do our practice. So we're going to start with custom invocations. So the two foundational invocations, and by the way, if you don't already have my book, I do recommend getting that. Instant Divine Assistance, Your Complete Guide to Fast and Easy Spiritual Awakening, Healing, and More. There's three versions. The cheapest is Amazon. You can get the ebook for $3.99. And the paperback and hardback are available for a higher price. Just choose the format you like. It's nice to have it all in writing in one place. Also, as a note, within the next few weeks, my audiobook is almost done. I'm so close. Very last tail end there. So my expectation is before the end of this month, August 2023, I will have the Invocation Course in Awakening Plus updated, and it should include at least the vast majority of the audiobook in there. We're going to take out the current course. We're not going to do video this time, just audio and written. And you'll pretty much have at least the guts of the audiobook in there, if not all the examples that are in it. So you could wait for that, but if you just want to grab the ebook for $3.99 or whatever, that's available right now on Amazon. And those in the book, there's very detailed descriptions. There's a whole chapter for the custom invocations. There's a whole chapter for the Hollow Reed invocations. So it's great to have a full-on reference. Everything I know about the invocations pretty much is in that book. So just as a reference, if you like these tools. Alrighty. So custom invocation lets you call in any flavor of energy you want. What I like to imagine is thousands of beer handles, like you get in a bar, they pull the handle, the beer comes out. Except this time you can call any energy you want. And so literally any flavor of energy you desire is right there on tap, available in the moment. You just have to ask for it and then passively let it come on in. And you can call any energy you want, literally. Common things that people ask for in my experience are maximum peacefulness, maximum serenity, maximum spiritual awakening, maximum physical vitality, maximum mental alertness, whatever state change you want, it can be invoked. So your job now is to take a moment and decide, what would you like more of right now? In this moment, what kind of energy, what kind of consciousness would you like to just max out? So I'm going to leave you a moment to make that decision. And then we'll call it in. All right, so I'm going to assume you've picked whatever energy you want to call in. So the formula is maximum fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. You're going to fill in the blank with the energy you're calling. So before we do it, let's make sure we've got a good before and after awareness. So right now, just feel your body and energy body as they are. Get your baseline, not changing anything, just noticing the way you are right now. Just feel it. Okay, here we go. So repeat after me. And the second word is going to be your fill-in of the energy you're calling. So here we go. Maximum, fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. So again, that was maximum, fill in the blank, where you put in the energy you want. That serves highest good, please. Having said it, you let the words go and you become completely passive. Now your higher self is flowing in exactly the energy you asked for. to the greatest extent that serves highest good. And you might be feeling it right now. Again, please participate fully, whether you're live or on the recording. You should have the same benefit. Your job is just to stay passive and be aware of the energy coming in to the best of your ability. Once again, if you don't have that perception, then just feel your breath come and go. And let's give it a little while to work. Sometimes it happens that you're just calling in an energy you want, but you'll notice heavy energy, unpleasant energy stirring up and flushing out as the process moves. Sometimes your higher self needs to clear some space for what you called in. So a little bit of healing work spontaneously happens as part of the process. That can happen also just doing the straight up embodied awakening invocation as well. So just relax. And if there's a little bit of flush up and heavy energy of healing happening, just go with it. Understand that that is actually needed to create the space for what you called in. And we'll just let it roll for a while. Stay relaxed. Once you do an invocation and you're in the feeling phase, I like to say it's time for the two P's, passive and patient. So I feel a lot of energy moving empathically, so we'll just let it keep rolling for a bit. Give everyone a chance to get saturated with what they called in. Slowing down. Okay, my body's calm now. I'm going to assume that means that everyone's pretty well got what they asked for. So once again, feel your body, feel your energy field. And just note, is the energy you asked for more present now? You know, the thing I forgot to have you do, and I apologize, is to do a 0 to 10 on the before you called it in. But if you can remember that retroactively and compare that to the 0 to 10, 10 being just maxed out on what you wanted and 0 being you can't feel any at all. But just at least notice, is there more now than what you originally had before you called it in and relaxed and let it fill you up? We'll take just a moment to hold that awareness of how it feels now. Good. All right. So now it's feedback time, as promised. So I would love to hear from anyone who would like to quickly report their experience or who has a question about anything we've just done. So for a moment, our floor is open. Feel free to unmute yourself to speak, or if you'd rather type in the chat, that's fine as well. We'll leave a moment for feedback. Make sure everyone is expressing what needs to be expressed right now, or asking what needs to be asked.
Hi, Benjamin.
Hey, Jeannie. Hi.
Hey. So just a little feedback. I asked for connection to be better with my divine allies. And and it filled in beautifully. It felt amazing. It went from a 6 to a 10. Mm. And it was pretty I don't know. They put some humor in it. I heard microphone sounds, mm-hmm. like somebody tapping on a microphone, and then the little woos, you know, the little kind of screeches that a microphone can do. And and they said, "Can you hear me?"
That's
and weird. then I asked a specific question and it was kind of garbled at the end, and it's like, oh, so what I'm thinking is not true that I have to, it's not quite right. And then they went from, you know, actual words and stuff to pictures. And they showed me a picture of a scenario I went through last week and how I thought that maybe something wasn't fixed on my car, but it really was. And it just, they were garbled in their speech trying to show me that it was a convoluted situation, but that it was really fixed. And so that was pretty amazing. I mean, I love these nights, but that was pretty amazing. So I can't believe what's going to come next is going to be even better. Thank you.
It does get better, and you just can't anticipate it, but you know it when it shows up. That's wonderful feedback, Jeannie. Thank you. All right. Anyone else have a question or comment about the process we just did?
Yeah. This is Britt.
Hi, Britt.
This is the first time I've done this in this session, and I asked for maximum heart chakra healing, and I at one point, all I could feel in my body was green, which is the color of the heart chakra. And I was like, I got kind of freaked out for a minute. I was like, oh my gosh, am I sick? I was like, no, wait. And it just kind of clicked. And then I just let it be there and didn't do anything, you know, about it. And it just filled my entire body. I felt the whole color green. And that was really interesting.
Wow. Fascinating. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Ha ha ha. Okay. Thanks, Britt. Thanks for the feedback. And just as a technical clarification, what you did actually was a healing invocation. And what we're actually practicing is the act of calling in of an energy that you do want. And so you invoked and it worked. But just to be clear, we're actually practicing calling in energies that we desire that don't involve necessarily healing stuff. But you got free will and you can call whatever you want. Anyone else? We got time for one more bit of feedback or question. So anybody have a question or comment? No? Okay. Let's do that one more time. One more round of calling in some energy. I'll give you a moment to decide what you want to call in. Make that decision now. All right. So let's do it. Speak to your higher self. Repeat after me. Maximum. Fill in the blank. That serves highest good, please. Release the words, go completely passive, and just let that energy come in. In full passivity, no helping, just feeling what the divine is doing for you. Just to be clear, that means no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no deliberate visualizing. Just let things happen. Trust your higher self to do this for you. So I'm feeling some heavy energy draining from my hands. So it looks like some people are having their higher self release some things out to make room for the incoming energy. That's fine. Feeling the saturation energy slowing. Feels like we're almost saturated as a group. There we go. Okay, that feels pretty full. One more time. The floor is open for questions or comments on that process. If you'd like to share what happened or have a question about it, just unmute yourself and talk or type in the chat. It's always very helpful to me as a facilitator to hear what people are actually experiencing. So just know that you sharing is helpful to me as well as everyone else. Last call for any feedback before we move on to the Hollow Reed stuff. Alrighty. Looks like no one had any problems with that one. Okay, Hollow Reed is where we flow to someone else. And I'll begin by demonstrating by me flowing to all of you guys, whether you're live or on the recording. So, if for any reason you prefer not to receive this, just tell your higher self, I don't want to receive any energy from Benjamin right now. If you're cool with it, then just stay relaxed and open and it'll come right over. Just to be clear, my hands are going to stay palms down on my thighs. I'm not going to make any physical movement at all to support this. And I will describe what I'm doing as it occurs. Beloved allies, higher self. Please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone who's involved in this call, either live or via the recording. Starting now, thank you. And the energy is reaching all of you now. Just stay passive and see if you can feel it. What's happening is my ego isn't doing anything. My ego is resting. And my higher self is flowing in the crown and flowing out my chakras, and it's making an individual ray for each person who's on the live Zoom call, as well as everyone who's ever going to hear the recording. Since my higher self exists beyond time and space, it knows who that is already. It also knows exactly what energy each person needs, and each person is receiving a customized ray, giving them their highest good. Not only that, as the energy hits and that person's energy starts to shift, the energy of each ray modulates in real time. And for my higher self, that's no big deal. That's just easy stuff. So fortunately, Benjamin doesn't have to do any of that. Benjamin isn't worried about, oh, what color is it? What levels are coming from? What divine beings are involved? Benjamin doesn't have to worry about any of that. Benjamin just asks for the energy to flow and relaxes, and it happens pretty much on its own. So see if you feel that energy still incoming. Feel whatever it's doing for you. Each person will have a different experience because each person's highest good is different. That feels good. Thank you, higher self. Please complete the energy flow to all these wonderful folks. So would love some feedback real quick on what you did or did not experience. It's helpful to me to get feedback. So I'd love to have at least one person share if they felt anything, what happened for them. So please unmute or type in the chat. Roberta.
Yes, I'm very aware of a pulse in my heart chakra, and I could see pale pink.
Okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Do you feel different after having received that?
My whole body's kind of pulsing, but it was right in my heart chakra.
Okay. So it's just to be clear, do you feel better or worse after having received that energy?
I feel weirder. How's that? which some would say it's not easy for me to feel weirder. I've been having a ungrounded day all day.
Uh-huh. Right.
And so that's being intensified. So evidently that's a good thing for today. I've wondered what the hoopla about 8-8 and Lionsgate energy was.
Yeah.
So I've decided today that I was not having any kind of bad attack. I was enjoying different kinds of energy.
Oh, huh, interesting.
But okay. Yours was completely different from what I had just been having off and on during the day.
Okay. Well, thank you. All right. Thanks for the feedback, Roberta.
Yeah.
Mystical Marcy just typed, I loved feeling the energy. It was very powerful. Thank you. I am more relaxed. Bless you. Okay. Awesome. That is more along the lines of what people usually tell me when I flow energy. but I acknowledge that every person is getting whatever they need, and it's not always what I imagine it will be because Benjamin's not doing it. Would anyone else like to share in writing or in chat what they felt when I flowed before you do it for yourself? I guess not. Okay. Alrighty. So, Michelle said vagus nerve alive. That sounds good too. All right. Thanks, Michelle, for the feedback. All right. So now you're going to flow to someone else. For this first round, I recommend that you choose someone you love or like. Most people choose a human, but it could be a pet or it could be a situation. You can literally send highest good energy to anything you can imagine. But unless you're already expert at this and are comfortable doing more advanced stuff, just pick one person you like or love. I'll leave you a moment to choose that person or being. All righty. So I will have you say the words and then I'll guide you on the follow-up as soon as I yawn again. All right. Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve name of recipients, highest good. Relax and be passive. Again, just to put it all together, it was spirit that I am, flow the energy through me to serve name of recipients, highest good. Now become completely passive. Relax your ego. Please do not do anything with your hands except let them rest passively. If you're more energetically sensitive, you might feel energy coming in your crown chakra and going out the front of your body through one or more chakras. Let it do whatever it wants. Your human self is a passive pipeline. You are just the conduit. Your ego is not managing the process at all. Your ego is completely relaxed and just noticing what's happening on its own, as the higher self does this for you. Your higher self, as soon as you invoke that, has already connected to the higher self or selves of the beings you're sending to. And they are engaging in real time throughout the flow. So that your higher self always knows how to tweak that energy ongoing as it flows. I've got a lot of energy flowing. Just let it keep running. Since we just asked for highest good energy, we're just going to feel whatever comes through. And there's also a variety of experience you can have as you're flowing. One is I'm feeling separate and I'm aware of energy going out from me, and I'm just going to trust it's going to the right place because I can't really track it beyond myself. Other people will feel the energy flowing and they'll actually perceive it arriving at its destination. They'll have a psychic awareness of that. And some people will also have awareness of the person or being receiving, and will actually have, at least to some degree, the experience of the person receiving that energy and the effect it's having. And sometimes that's a dual awareness. I'm perceiving me as the sender or conduit and them as the receiver. And then there's an even more advanced level where it's all just blended up and you're them and yourself, and you're feeling all of it connecting at the same time. And it's quite magical at that point. So whatever your perception is, just let it be what it is. I don't recommend using effort to get to one of those levels you're not at yet. Just know that as you practice and get more skilled and more awakened, then those other ways of the energy flow working might spontaneously just start happening. That's how it worked for me. I just noticed that over a period of time, oh, this is shifting. I'm not feeling separate from the recipient anymore. And for me, that was a gradual phase in over many years. So no rush. You got your whole life to work at this. We're almost done. We'll leave just a moment longer for any additional energy that wants to flow over. All right. So notice how you feel now. Do you feel different than before you started the flow? And do you feel better or worse than when you started? Do you feel depleted or energized in terms of your vitality? When you're doing it, as I suggest, you'll usually end up vitalized, because as you're flowing energy to your recipients, the divine automatically sends you your own highest good energy at the same time. And so most people, after a truly passive holler-rated invocation, will actually be more energized than when they started. And there should be no drainage of personal energy. That will only happen if you're using effort and willpower to send energy, which I do not recommend. At least not if you're using my technologies. Make you keep your life force for yourself. You're on your personal level, but let the divine energy flow freely, because that comes from infinite supply. All right. I'd love feedback. Please unmute or type and let me know your experience of flowing to that other person via HoloRead or your recipients. And you're also welcome to ask any questions you have about it. And you're welcome to unmute and speak if you're on the live call or type in the chat. We'll leave a moment for y'all to chime in. I'd love to have at least one person share their experience. Okay. Oh, typing. Michelle says, energy worked up my spine, pausing at shoulders, then running through head. Mystical Marcy says, it was very empowering and relaxing. Thank you. Thank you both. And Teresa says, I felt happy to have energy be sent to my daughter, as I have been concerned about her. Sweet. And Teresa, if you don't mind adding, do you feel better or worse having done that? Jeannie, let's get some live feedback from you.
Okay. I have been doing this for a long time, mm-hmm. and it's kind of morphed. Like you were talking earlier, you know, after years, things kind of change for you.
Yeah.
When you do something for a while.
Sure.
And so when I was doing it just now, I did it the way we were doing it as a group, mm-hmm. but then at some point it just switched and it went to this new kind of morphed way mm-hmm. where instead of the divine energy coming through me and then out my heart chakra,
yeah,
it just comes down like a torrential rain would, only it's like a syrup. It's not rain. It's very thick and heavy and healing. And so what happens is it just comes down in my environment and me and to the person that I have in mind.
Huh.
So I guess it's kind, I mean, when I do hollow read now, it seems simpler to do it this new way that it morphed into.
So
any comments?
So if I understand you correctly, it's not, there's no perception of it transmitting from you over to them. It's like you're both just getting it at the same time.
Yes, and it's very strong.
Yeah, that's a little more like the blending level I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Okay, cool. And do you have a sense whether, this could be tricky, but any sense of whether you're getting your own portion or are you just so merged with the recipient that your perception of the syrup coming down over you is actually what they're experiencing and you're just kind of getting an empathic mirroring of it.
Right. I am such a merger empath that I can't discern it. In fact, I was going to bring that up a minute ago that I'm one of these empaths that just merges with mm-hmm. just all the time. And it can be unhealthy because you can, you know, merge with people who have energies that are, they're sick mm-hmm. and you take on their illness and that's not particularly healthy. So I've had to work on that.
Right.
And when you sent energy to us and it felt good, but it felt really completely different than the energy that I have. Right. Cause it's you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, I have to say, when it first started, I felt some of your allies. I felt ayahuasca. I felt some things like that. Mm-hmm. And then when it was over, I had two things happen. I saw your face a lot. And I thought, oh, dear, you're doing the unbridled empath merger thing and you need to let Benjamin go. And you don't need to see his face. And so I had that done, and then that nice energy remained, but it morphed into a fire element person. And that's what showed up for me today, this morning in my meditation, which is brand spanking new. That's never happened.
Wow.
Where I have a part of me that I hadn't had before that is part of that element. And, so the whole thing is fun that you have it, you know, kind of categorized, you know, this is hollow read and these are the instructions,
mm-hmm.
but you just don't know exactly over time what might it turn into.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're, for perspective, as Jeannie, she's been in Awakening Plus a long time and she was on her path many years before, you know, I got to know her. So Jeannie is a more advanced practitioner and she's having more hybrid experiences. I'm also The example that comes to mind is often when I do the IFS, internal family systems therapy, with someone. It was just straight up IFS for a while, but now it's merging with invocations and other things are happening spontaneously. And my experience often is I'll do something by the book for a while, and then just on its own, it'll start morphing and changing and becoming sort of a unique hybrid thing, and new elements will come in spontaneously. So ultimately, it's kind of a pathless path kind of thing. You start with a technique and technology. After a while, though, it can start morphing and individualizing and customizing, and that's beautiful. You know, I think, you know, when you go deeply into your awakening, you just kind of start doing your own thing, which might be a totally unique thing, or it might be a hybridization of something you learned earlier. So I'm delighted you're having these unique experiences, Jeannie. I have similar experiences too.
Well, Benjamin, it's like at some point, you know, when you talk about the other technique, when we just do divinely guided, mm-hmm. and we just go with how we're guided.
Yeah.
And that's what it goes into. That's what it morphs into. Beautiful. So anyway, I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Thank you. So that was a little advanced, folks, a little beyond what I was expecting to teach, but I'm so glad Jeannie chimed in for those of you who are ready for that kind of little bit more advanced information. Sweet. Going back to Teresa, she said she was happy to have energy being sent to her daughter. And then I asked, did you feel better or worse? And she typed better, exclamation point. Roberta just chimed in with, I feel more vitalized and feel still connected. Good. So Roberta was a hollow read for others, and she feels more vitalized and still connected. Beautiful. Okay, we have time to do that one more time. So this time, please pick a different recipient. And if you're feeling really ambitious, send it to an adversarial ally, which means someone who triggers you and you have challenges with, possibly. This is not required at all. This is more advanced. And if you do that, it might kind of fire up some healing process for you. So if you don't want to get into all that right now, then send to someone you just like or love. So I'll leave a moment for you to choose your recipient. Again, if you're earlier in learning this, a single being is best. If you're feeling more ambitious, you can choose a whole group of people, or, you know, however many you want. It's your call. I routinely have my higher self send to all beings in the universe, and it does it just fine. So it's just a matter of how ambitious you want to get here. Worth noting too, you notice I sent to folks in the future who are hearing this as a recording, and some of these people might be doing this years from now. But the higher self that's sending exists beyond time and space. And as I said earlier, they already know who's going to listen to this and can send to them, you know, from this moment in time. So all that to say, you can choose someone in the past or the future if you want. You want to get really advanced. All right, I'm going to assume you've chosen your recipient. Let's do this. So for starters, feel your energy as it is. Not verbally, but just feel what you feel in your body and your energy field. And let's send it. Please repeat after me. Spirit that I am, please flow highest good energy to. Now name the recipient or recipients. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. Let the words go. Relax your body. Let your hands rest passively. And just let the energy do its thing on its own. Again, normally you feel energy coming in the crown, out the front of the body. As we learned with Jeannie, it can do different ways as well. Let it do whatever it's doing. And be passive and patient. And let your higher self take care of this for you and through you. Wow, I'm feeling a significant shift in my body. Just feel whatever you feel as the energy continues to flow. We've still got a good strong stream, so we'll give it a moment longer. If that feels complete right there, so relax, let the energy flow fall away. Once again, would love feedback, so please unmute or type or let me know what happened, or if you have a question, feel free to pose that right now.
Hello.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey there. Yeah, I just want to say it felt really good receiving energy flow from you earlier and then flowing to someone else. I let my mind wander and drift a bit, so I don't think I was able to do it to its best, but okay. This time a little smoother, so that good. Was good. Yeah, a little more relaxed.
Good. Yeah, you'll get more comfortable with that as you keep practicing.
Yeah, great. Okay, thanks.
Remember what the biggest room in the world is?
Room for improvement.
Damn right. Yeah.
I'm going to have to use that later. I like that. I haven't heard it before.
That's one of my favorites. Thank you, Jesse. Anyone else have feedback? Question? Michelle says, I feel zippy. The energy bubbled around my heart and felt giggly and happy. Sweet. All right. Last call for feedback before we do one more quick round. We're going to go slightly past the 1 hour mark, but not by much. Some people have already left. So if you got to go, it's okay. But this last one's going to be really nice if you can bear with us just a few more minutes. Last call for feedback or questions before we do this final special round. All right. So this one, we're going to each send energy to everyone else involved in this event, whether they're live or on the recording. And you're also going to be simultaneously receiving energy from everyone else on this event, live or on the recording. So like a massive Indra's web sort of thing. So let's do this and see what happens. We've done this before and people have just loved it. So I suspect a good outcome as well. If you have any concern about this, we'll do a little filtering invocation. So only highest good energy gets to you. So for starters, to make any concerned parts feel safe, let's do a protection invocation. So repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please put a protective filter around me so that only highest good energy enters my field. Thank you. Take a moment and feel that. So highest good energy will enter freely. Anything else will be blocked. You're safe. All right. So now to do this simultaneous give and receive of energy with everyone else in this event, live or on the recording, please repeat after me now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everyone doing this event, live or on the recording. And let me simultaneously receive the highest good energy being sent to me by them. Let this be so. to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Let the words go, become passive, and here we go. Woohoo! Again, ego is completely passive, utterly relaxed, doing nothing except letting the energy move on its own. I am definitely feeling some effort in the field, though, so y'all chill out, relax. Again, no effort, no willpower, no visualizing, no sending from your ego. Please just relax. Let your higher self do it far better than your ego ever could. That's better. Let the field relax. Let it all move on its own. You're protected. You've got that filter. Let the energy be simultaneously sent and received. And relax into feeling the energetics of what's happening. Yeah, the main flow is relaxed now. There's just this beautiful stasis field I'm feeling. So take a moment, just feel this subtle field of energy now. Those who are a little further along their awakening path may have the experience of merging with everyone else on the call at a higher level. This merging is safe. No secrets are revealed here at the human level. But there's this lovely ecstatic blending that can happen. So if you are feeling that, fantastic. If not, no worries. Just feel whatever you are feeling. And anything I ever describe on a call that you're not conscious of yet, just stick it out, keep awakening, keep healing, and there's a very good chance you'll have those sorts of experiences down the road. We just went to a new subtler level. Give it a moment longer. Stay passive. Stay patient. Relax to zero. Let it all do itself. Nice. Okay, that feels pretty good. Feedback, please. Final feedback round. Let me know what you felt. If you have a question, please pose it. You can unmute. You can type in the chat if you're on the live call. Hit me. I would love at least one speaker, someone, tell me what you experienced, ask your question. Angela just typed, I felt like I was lightly picked up, floated around, and sat back down. Cool. Thank you, Angela. Anyone else? Question, comment? Roberta says, feel lighter and have sense of clarity. Cool. Anybody else? Mystical Marcy says it was a lovely experience. Thank you for a wonderful evening. Oh, thanks for being here, Marcy. All right. Michelle says third eye and eyebrows felt great warmth. Yay. Jesse says it got wonderful, especially near the end. Good. So I'm glad people had a good experience with that big, massive send and receive operation. I don't want to keep you all much past an hour, so we will wrap it up now. So I'm going to close the Mesa, and then we will bring this thing to a close. Hang on while I do a little more yawning. And Jeannie, oh, some more. Diana said, thanks. Jeannie says, I am blissed out. Great evening. Teresa says, thank you. Good luck. Thank you. Thank you. I guess she's talking about the colonoscopy that I'm having in 2 days. Thank you. All right. Let's wrap up this event. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wirakocha Inti Kriti. Thank you, Alaj, for this wonderful training session. So grateful for your support as we learned how to flow highest good energy to other folks. And then to call in particular energies that we want. As we close allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you stay with each person whose highest good will be served by your presence for as long as that's true. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? All right, that's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. And Faye said, happy Lionsgate, everyone. James said, thank you. Thanks for all of your feedback and your support and for being here. Thanks again for showing up on an unusual night. We got about as good a turnout as we get on Wednesdays, so yay. Thanks, everybody. We'll be back on Thursday for community support. I'll just be a few hours out of my colonoscopy, but I'm told I'll be fine. So I look forward to doing some good support work with you all then. Good night. Thanks, everybody, one and all. Thanks for being at Awakening Plus. Bye-bye.